We now welcome on the call the head coach at Maine, Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A wild game between you guys and Richmond on Saturday. You guys unfortunately come up a little short, 42-31 in that one. As you've gone back and looked at the film of that one, just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, I mean, didn't get the win, so, disappointed in that. But, you know, a lot of good things to start the game off. Thought we really came out attacking, scored in our first two drives on offense, got stops first two series on defense. Had to withstand a wave of scoring from them in the end of the first, really a long first quarter, and then into the second quarter. Just took us too long to respond. I thought they responded really well, and hats off to them and Richmond. They did a great job game planning and finding a way to score points. And we were able to score consistently into the second quarter. Just didn't get enough stops to keep us in the win column. And I thought we responded well in the fourth quarter, as a team working together to finish, but just came up short in the end.
First question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach.
What's up, Larry?
Just want to touch, okay, again, explosive. You talk about it all the time. They had three plays of 50 or more yards. Defensively, average after the first two stops, the first two series, they average over 7.3 yards carry per play. What happened defensively? What was going on there? And then offensively, you only had 105 yards in the second half, and you have injuries to Keenan and Robertson. So again, just a hodgepodge of questions there for you. Thank you.
Yeah, what happened defensively is you kind of said it. I mean, big plays. I mean, they hit us on a flea flicker. Some big plays in the pass game. I thought we played the run well all game. We got two turnovers, two takeaways in the second half, two picks that gave the ball back to our offense. Unfortunately, I mean, we turned the ball over twice as well in the second half. And, I thought offensively we really chipped away. Obviously, Derek being in and out of the lineup in the game took us a couple series to get back on track at the end of the first quarter, then into the second with him in and out. And then, the last, I think it was three series, we went with Anthony, and Anthony, I thought, did a great job coming in. And once he got settled in, he drove us down, hit a long fourth and 16 to keep the chains moving, and was able to get a touchdown pass to Joey Gillette. So I thought that was really good by Anthony, just seeing him come in and play. And, we put ourselves in a position to make it a game. I mean, our defense did get two stops at the end to get the ball back. And then to be able to go, into a 2 minute and score, we would have had to have onside kicked and get the ball back again to tie the game or take the lead. But, we had our opportunities, and we got to play more consistently in the middle part of the game, the second and third quarter.
Jordan, talk about you. You mentioned Joe Gillette. What a day he had! 8 catches, 169, 3 touchdowns, and a couple of long ones. 73 right out of the gate in the game, and then another 50 yarder. We talked about him briefly a week or two ago, but just maybe speak about the game that he had and how he has taken his game to a different level this season for you.
Yeah, I think Joey had a terrific game. I think you see him a healthy version of Joey Gillette right now. I know he was working through some injuries at the end of training camp and then, into the first part of the year. And he got here in July. So, I mean, he's a guy who's just getting more comfortable with what we're doing offensively. And, his connection with Derek is great. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a player in that short amount of time from when he's come into the program earn the respect of everyone within the program. And that's not because of what he says, it's because of how hard he works. And I'm really proud of him and the results he's getting on the field. And he's a team first guy. So he'd be the first to say, it's about winning the games. And but he's certainly giving us a chance to do that. So we're just really proud of his efforts and how he's progressed throughout this season.
Offensively, it's the second week in a row that you guys have hit on some trick plays, you've put up some big numbers offensively. How much, I know it's coordinator change and all that. Do you really feel like the offense is starting to come into its own and getting to the point that you like to see it?
Yeah, I think starting with, you know, Derek Robertson, I mean, he's been playing really confidently. And, you know, you see that we put him in a really good positions to play confidently. You see him standing back there. He's ripping the ball. And, you know, you see the best version of him. And, you know, he's one of the best, I think, in the conference, you know, when he's rolling. So full confidence in him and the rest of the offense. And I think we're just continuing to find ways to run the football, continue to find ways to keep our offense on the field and put together drives. And, you know, our execution has really been great. And that's what's allowed us to hit some of these big plays that we need to score. And, you know, we'll continue to rely on those.
The rushing numbers weren't probably where you would like to see them. Was that more the course of the game you got yourself into, or was it, you know, something that Richmond did?
Yeah, I mean, Richmond's an excellent defense. I mean, they, you know, certainly took away some of the run game. And then just the flow of the game, what we got into, really determined some of that coming out in the second half. You know, that really determined more of our, you know, how much we threw the ball.
Got a follow-up question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, obviously, you'd like to be a little more efficient on third down, 2 for 11. But can you also address the injured Keenan hurt on the first play, his first run? Do you expect him back? And how about Derek? Do you expect him to be in there against LIU on Saturday? And what do you think what do you think about LIU? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, third down, we have to be better on both sides of the ball. You know, that kind of speaks to our ability to put together drives, also our ability to get off the field on defense. So got to be better there. That's something we're looking at and going to continue to work on. You know, speaking on Tristan, I mean, and Derek, we'll find out more about them today and tomorrow. And, you know, as we get back on the field and seeing those guys move around, but both are in great spirits and, you know, we're working them back in. You know, talking about LIU, I mean, starting with their quarterback, Chris Howell, I think they've done an excellent job, you know, just finding a way to put together drives, putting together, putting up points. And, you know, this is a team that has a lot of good athletes on the field. Really respect their defense, how hard they play and the pieces they have there. So we'll know we'll get a motivated team coming up here for the game on Saturday.
Jordan, you guys, as you mentioned, picked off a couple of passes there in the second half. That's fifth time now in six games you guys have forced at least two turnovers in a game. How big has that been for your defense to be able to do that?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, we had the, you know, we had a situation in the game. I think there was 7 minutes left in the game. We had a 4th and 1 on our own 36-yard line, 34-yard line. We decided to punt it. Had a great punt by Aiden Cadigan, and he got it down inside the 11-yard line, and our defense came up with a pick off that. Then we were able to turn it around and go in and score. So always good to get points off of takeaways. You know, we were able to get 14 points last week, 7 points this week. But, you know, that speaks to our ability to swarm to the ball, execute, play disciplined defense, and that's something we're going to continue to build on.
Just one more on the defense before I let you go. Tyshawn Stewart, a career high 10 tackles in the game. Maybe just some comments on his performance.
Yeah, Tyshawn really been steady, a guy who has shown up consistently throughout this season on special teams. You know, with some injuries, his role has expanded on defense to a starting role now at that will linebacker position. So, you know, he really came in and played. He played every single snap on defense, played special teams, and was really sound the whole game. So that just helps our defense. That helps our program in terms of building depth as well. So, you know, he'll continue to have a role this weekend coming up in against LIU.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck Saturday against LIU, and we'll talk next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. See you next week.
All right. See you next week. Thanks.